Fred Film Radio, International Film Festival, Rotterdam, Netherlands.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2020 International Film Festival, Rotterdam, and I'm in good company today because I'm very pleased to be introducing to you, good listeners, filmmaker Marion Hansel. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hello.
Doing numerous things here at the festival, but I think that we will be focusing in particular on a new film that you're presenting here, and it's called, let me make sure, There Was a Little Ship. Would you like to say the original title? I wouldn't dare test my pronunciation.
In French, it's Il était un petit navire, and I think everybody knows this song. Il était un petit navire, because this song is translated in so many languages with the same melody.
I'm actually not familiar with it. I wasn't familiar with it. What's the meaning behind this?
It's a boat. It's a little boat that goes on sea, and they have a crew, and they fish, and then there is no fish, and they are far away on the sea, and suddenly there is nothing to eat anymore. So they decide that they are going to eat one of the crew members, and then they take and it is of course the youngest one that they are going to decide to eat, but then it doesn't really happen.
No, but it somehow reflects the life story that you tell in this film of yours, right?
Yes and no.
No, you didn't get it. Nobody is eating.
Nobody is eating. Nobody in my life. But no, it's just because when we were kids, and we were living. I was born in Marseille, and so very close to the sea. Going every morning to the beach and seeing the sea. And I with my two sisters, we were always singing. That il était un petit, when we were going to the beach and looking at the boats, and so that's why I called the film Il était un petit navire.
And of course, if we were to introduce the film, I suppose one of the things that we should say is that you filmed this over the course of 2 months. Is that correct?
No. It took longer because we didn't shoot every day. We shot in different locations, like in Paris, in Antwerp, in Marseille, in New York, in South Devon, in England, whatever. But depending also a little bit on the season.
Yeah, it would probably be more right to say that perhaps the period of the 2 months is more related to the time during which you were recovering.
Yeah, that's true. Because also in this film, the little stories that I tell about my life are interrupted by sequences in a hospital and in a hospital room and a long corridor of the hospital because I had a big operation and I had to stay two months in that hospital. But I was not suffering. I had no pain or whatever. I just had to stay there. And so I had 2 months to dream and to remember all kinds of events of my life that started when I was born in 49 and ended at that hospital. That's about 5 years ago. And then once I got out of the hospital, in fact, I had the whole screenplay ready in my head. And then I wrote it in 15 days, you know. I didn't make the film in 15 days, but I wrote the letters, because it's off voice in the film. I am telling the stories, and it was already ready in my head, and I just had to put it up, write it down.
But is this the story of your life then, or is it somewhat?
It's the story of my life.
Yeah. None of it is imagined for the purpose of cinema.
No. Maybe in your memories or remembrance, when there are memories from a long time ago, 50 years ago, 60 years ago, maybe you think, yes, it was like that. But maybe your memory is transforming things, making them more beautiful or making them harsher than they really were. That I don't know. That's what makes it interesting, I guess.
Would you consider yourself a nostalgic person?
No, I don't think I regret I have nostalgia. No, I don't think so.
Right. And is it at all difficult to revisit some of these memories, or do you find it easy in your everyday life to be thinking about days past?
No, it's fun. It's fun, but for instance, you say, you asking, is this all reality, or I have sisters, many sisters, okay, and with more or less the same age, you know, we have like 1 year difference or 2 year difference, so we're very close. And they saw the film. Of course, it's my little bubbles and my little story, but the beginning in Marseille is our story. In Antwerp, it's our story. And they said, okay, you know, we like the film, you made a beautiful film. But of course, Marianne, it's your memory, because I don't have at all the same feeling of how happy I was in Marseille, or how unhappy I was, or the parents divorced. They had other interpretation than mine, but that's normal, because it's mine. Nobody can have the same, you know.
What about your time in America then? What was it rethinking of those days, perhaps with a more contemporary viewpoint?
I stayed there 1 year in New York, more or less 1 year, and it was hard, because I was trying really, really hard. I was already an actress, but a theater actress in Brussels, and but I wanted to make it to cinema, Los Angeles, New York, whatever. And it was very, very difficult to get parts, and I go to casting, and it was not really fun, and I had very, very, very little money to live. So I was doing all kind of jobs.
You talk about your boyfriend or fiance, whatever we want to call it, at the time, also being into drugs, and then having a few encounters with producers who would try to take advantage of
it. Yes.
Not fun.
Not so much fun. After 1 year, I was fed up with it. I thought, okay. Leave that bullshit crap of, you know, having to go to bed with Dean Martin or something to get a part. Or say, come on, you know, what is this? No. Back home. But then I went to Paris, and I lived for 9 years or ten years in Paris.
Right.
Yeah, and that was a little bit more easy.
Hey, and on the subject of memories, you know, do you find that you think about more and more as time goes by, memories that you spend more time thinking about the past as time goes by?
Not especially. I think it was really because I was stuck in that hospital, and that my mind had time, had nothing else to do than just souvenirs. But in my normal life, as you see, I'm busy all the time. So, and I read a lot, and I work, and I produce, and I am a grandmother, and I'm taking care of my grandchild. And so I don't have that. It's no more the moment for memories.
We talked a little bit about the filming, but I believe that in this film we also see some archive footage. Is that correct? And what was that process of sourcing the material out and using it creatively for this documentary?
Yeah, there are a lot of archives, because, of course, I had some footage from Marseille when I was born that were shot by my father with a 16mm camera. And I had that footage, so I used some of that. But then after, you know, I didn't have any footage of Paris in the year 60s, or I don't know, other Antwerp in the year 55. And then I had to go and look for archives. And I worked with a French company who are specialized in looking for archives. But you have to explain very precisely, okay, I want Fifth Avenue, New York, this period of time, da-da-da-da-da. And then they searched and searched and they proposed. But it was a long process to find all the archives, the right archives that I needed and I wanted. And it's very expensive, archives.
Is it?
Oof, very, very expensive. So most of the cost of the film is the archives.
We've actually gone past the time that I promised this interview would take, but and we could have talked about more, including the experiences that you're having, the intense times that you're having here at Rotterdam at the festival. But it was great fun and very interesting to talk with you about your new film. And thanks very much for joining us.
Well, it was fun for me. Thank you to you.
Thanks a lot. And bye-bye. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.